Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Does that verse make you uncomfortable? And I'm not just talking to you wives either. Does what Paul says here confuse you? Does it make you squirm, maybe even become a little bit defensive? And if that's the case, Christians, we need to ask ourselves, why? And I would suggest that if it does, we have been influenced by the world and its ways of thinking, perhaps more than we would like to admit, so that we end up thinking about marriage in a way different from God's design. And so if we're reacting in this way, Christians, it should cause us to stop and to carefully consider what Paul has to say, to look carefully at this passage. Now, I know what's causing the problem here. It's that word, submit. And I know that it's causing the problem because there are Bible versions out there which deliberately avoid using that word. But there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with that translation. The Greek word that it's translating simply means to place under. So God is calling for wives to place themselves under their husbands, and for husbands to be the head of their wives. But of course, the world hates this. It doesn't want anything to do with it. It doesn't want to follow God's design. It wants to do something else, find its own design for marriage, rather than listen to what God has to say. And the reason that happens, Christians, is because the world connects the word submit to someone's value. And it suggests, or at least says, that submitting to someone else must mean that you are somehow less valuable than that other person. That if someone has been placed over you, whoever it may be, they have become more important. And the world sees that as a problem. And that's true of any relationship between people. It's true of any difference between people whatsoever. The world tries to erase all distinctions, tries to set everyone exactly the same, so that there is no difference even between men and women. They're totally interchangeable. It's only society, the world says, that's keeping them apart. If we just get rid of our expectations, we just get rid of all those that baggage that we have from society, then everything would be fine. There would be no difference at all. And of course, it says the same thing for marriage. The world tries to make us think that what Paul says here means he's trying to hold women down, to make them into something less than men. And so we need to reject him, the world says, and to look for something else instead. But Paul is not saying in this passage, Christians, that women are somehow less valuable than men, because that would go against everything else that the Bible has to say. Because consider Eve in Genesis chapter 2, when she was created. She was created from Adam's side. And Matthew Henry, who was a preacher from several hundred years ago, I think put it best when he said that she was not made out of his head to rule over him, nor out of his feet to be trampled upon by him, but out of his side to be equal with him, under his arm to be protected, and near his heart to be beloved. God did not create her to be somehow less than Adam, but one like him. In fact, consider what Adam himself says when he sees her for the first time. He says in Genesis 2, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." She is like him in a way that nothing else ever can be or will be. Does that sound like it's treating her as something less? And think even of the great honor God gave to Mary, making her to be the mother of Jesus Christ. There was no man involved in that at all. The salvation of mankind has come forth from a woman. And since that's the case, how could God consider her to be of any less value? So to say that Paul is somehow making wives less than husbands simply goes against what the Bible has to say. Rather, what Paul is talking about in this section, Christians, is, as one pastor put it so well, order and not value. God is a God of order. God has set up all things to be in a harmonious order. In fact, look at the creation itself. When God is creating the world, most of what he's doing is putting things into the best possible place for them. The waters go to their place, the land goes to its place, the creatures go to their place, and so forth. God, in his wisdom, is putting everything where he wants it to be. And that order, ultimately, is good. God looks at what he has created, he looks at his order, and he says that it is very good. And when that order is kept, when we're living as God has intended us to live, then things work as God designed them to work. And the world is not torn apart into chaos. And the same is also true for marriage, Christians. God has a good order for marriage as well. God has created the husband to be the head of his wife, and the wife to be the body of her husband. God has not created us to have two heads within a marriage. Having more than one head is only going to cause problems. It's kind of like we always say, you have too many cooks in the kitchen. God has called husbands to be the leader within marriage. And whenever that's not kept, Christians, there are always problems. I mean, just look at the world. Look at how many unhappy marriages there are, where there is bickering and fighting because both are trying to lead. How much suffering could we avoid simply by living according to God's design? I do want to make two things clear here, however. Paul does not say in this passage that all women should submit to all men. Nor does he say that a man is the head of every woman. Rather, he says a wife is called to submit to her own husband, and a husband is the head of his own wife. In other words, God has placed you into this particular relationship for his good purposes. And part of living as a Christian means living where God has put you. We are what we are because of God. And that also includes our marriage. And when we walk in the way that God would have us walk in our own individual situation, then we are also following after the Lord. But this also explains why a Christian wife may submit even to an unbelieving husband. As Peter says, 1 Peter chapter 3, likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respectful and pure conduct. So through her Christian example, she may win her husband for Christ. In other words, God may have placed her there in order to bring her husband to faith. And even if not, she is still following after God when she listens to the Lord. He may very well be teaching her patience. The second thing that I want to make clear here is for husbands. Do not misunderstand your calling. Paul says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. If the thought of being the head in your relationship fills you with pride, then consider what Jesus himself says. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Leading like Christ means being willing to sacrifice yourself. It means being willing to even give up your own life for her sake. It means seeking her good just as much as your own. It means building her up, nourishing her, cherishing her just as you would yourself. Being the head of your wife does not mean that you have been given the easy part in marriage. God calls for you to lead in a way that makes it easy for your wife to follow, so that together you may both glorify and serve the Lord in all things. Now, I know that that's not easy. Paul is not setting the bar low when it comes to marriage. And there will be many times when one will sin against the other. Being married as God has designed is never easy. But no matter what happens, Christians, we can look to Christ through everything. We can forgive one another just as he has forgiven us. We can seek to be humble just as he is humble. And we can even learn what it means to be married by looking to the great marriage between Christ and his church. Because Jesus is our husband, and we are all his bride. And through our own marriages, we reflect that great marriage to the world, until the day when we will all enter into the marriage feast of the Lamb forever. We live as Christians by being like Christ. So husbands, as Paul says, love your wives as yourselves. Wives, respect your husbands. And in all things, Christians, be like Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, who established marriage for your own good purposes, teach us how to walk in humility and love as husbands and wives, so that we may draw ever closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.